Hollywoods.com.
What broke him down? Was it
something? Body punching. I was hitting with body punching. I heard him. Actually, he was crying in there.
You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes. When the... And perhaps the fourth round on.
Hollywoods.com.
So that you knew you had him by that time.
Absolutely, I knew you were fucking with tough and you were taking those punches.
So, Deeply Offbeat Productions.
Making woman gestures like, oh.
It's the champ, baby. We are fucking back. Live in Vegas. Shout out to Shivers. Shout out to Shivers, right?
Yes, Shivers.
Shout out to Shivers. El Camino. We're going to see El Camino today in the afternoon. Shout out to Shivers Fight Club. Shout out to Beer House.
Beer House.
Beer House.
In New York.
And New York, for hosting The Boxing Voice. TheBoxingVoice.com is live from New York Casino in Las Vegas. We have been sponsored, and we're here to bring you and talk about Saul Canelo Alvarez and Triple G. Obviously, we're going to be doing a pre-fight live show from Beer House tomorrow from 2 to 5. So if you're in town, yo, I cannot believe. First of all, I can't believe
free
how close.
Very
it's free admission. Free we're going to have some fighters stopping by. And I can't believe how close it is to the T-Mobile. It's literally 2 minutes away.
No, like 2 minutes is... I think
an understatement.
That's an overstatement.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I think it's
closer.
It's like 30 seconds.
If you had a Fitbit, you'd get there quicker.
Like, it's literally within, it's walking distance. Like,
it is walking
your ear less than a block
There's
away.
There's no way you don't see us.
You don't have to cross any major roads once
At
you
all.
Get to Beer House from Beer House to T-Mobile. No
well, you're gonna walk through there anyway because everybody's going to go see Canelo. And that's why we're here. Who are you picking? It's funny because with this fight, things have been flipped. Flopping. A lot of people at first started with the old Triple G going to be the one to knock out Canelo Alvarez. And, you know, Canelo hasn't really fought anybody on that level, on Triple G's level, according to the Triple G fans. But slowly, sounds like more and more people are talking Canelo for this fight. Obviously, you guys are not going to give it all out, right? Are you going to spill the beans before
we
take callers?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay. But what do you think about this matchup?
I think it's interesting, like, the way you put it, that Canelo has slowly, I think over the course of, like, maybe, like, 12 months or so, has received...
Who's this guy to our left? It's just so quiet.
I think
is he breathing?
Well, he's actually doing some producer shit.
Oh,
you know?
Shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I'm training him.
He's in training.
On the day training right now.
On the day training. But I think what you said about Canelo now being sort of almost like a favorite, I think it's absolutely true. When 2 or 3 years ago, that was definitely not the case. When Canelo beat Cotto for the WBC belt and then dropped that belt and left and all that shit, I definitely think a lot of people were in the camp that Triple G would beat him. And now that's switched. There are people that say, oh, Canelo is just so much of a better boxer, blah, 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 blah. And we're going to get into it, obviously.
I have heard that a lot.
That he's a better boxer.
Throughout this, he's a better boxer.
He's
a better boxer. I mean, people hitting me up. People that don't really – and you know, it's funny. We talk about Mayweather and McGregor and how that captivated the casual fan. I'm getting a lot of casual fans hitting me up some sort of anyway, right? DMs, et cetera, et cetera. And they're like, who you got? Why? And why? And it's always why. Like, when you give them an answer, it's more why. But Canelo's a better boxer, and that's the first thing they say.
I mean, we forget that Canelo got that rub from Mayweather in a huge way. That was 2.2 million pay-per-view buys. That was, at that time, the second biggest pay-per-view in history, I believe. So
you're saying he's shining?
I'm saying that he's always been shining in position. And then once you get that Mayweather fight, and everyone knows he was so young, you know they're going to get better, and he's only shown improvement since then. He hasn't lost since then.
But in terms of the competition, like, who on his resume says, yeah, he got him ready for Triple G?
It's not necessarily there's a guy on his resume that you go, this is the emulation of Triple G.
No, I'm not looking for
– But he definitely has high
– Cyborg.
He definitely has a Hall of Famer in Cotto. He arguably has a Hall of Famer in Laura. And let's be honest, a lot of people like you, Ness, and a lot of the people were saying – Triple G should fight Laura at one point, even after that Canelo loss. And again, that fight has its added context, and it was a close, controversial fight, but he got the W. Triple G got the W against Jacobs, and that was controversial, yet we're going to give him that credit. So I think there are names on that resume. Yes, you're going to get an Amir Khan. Yes, you're going to get a James Kirkland, but you still have a Cotto. You still have an Ezra Laura. Those are two great
controversial
names.
Fights, Matthew. These
Cotto's not controversial.
I mean, who do you want to? I mean, these guys are pretty hard to emulate, right? I mean,
who do you
bring in? And you know,
well, I mean, again, I'm not thinking he should be like any of the opponents that Canelo has faced should have emulated Triple G. I'm just saying, who prepared him?
Who gave him a tough, aggressive style?
Cotto's the closest you can come to.
Maybe and you're only saying that because of pedigree, right? Or what Cotto's amassed throughout his career. But to compare Cotto to Triple G, not even in power is what I'm saying. Like,
again, but in terms of boxing skill, like Hall of Famer status, I mean, Cotto's one of the best Puerto Rican boxers of all time. Let's not put that down. Like, yes, Triple G is great, but Triple G has no greats on his resume. You can make that statement.
Yo, JD from Texas on a check-in saying that it sounds low on YouTube. Matt, hit the boards. See, Matt, we thought we were ready for a live show. We thought.
But it wasn't no joke.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
See, says works fine on YouTube, just real low. That's someone else, Lorenzo. Yo, 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 in the bottle of rum. Lorenzo.
Triple G, you know, yeah, everyone keeps saying how Canelo's the, you know, he's the boxer. He's the boxer. How much credit do we really give Triple G to his fundamentals, right?
I mean, look, I'm definitely high there, Matt, so let's just see if we get another check-in because I'm about to blow my own ears up.
Whoa, that
pop. Yeah, I know. I did it on purpose.
So yeah,
you were talking about Triple G and being a boxer.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. You
how
know,
much
they,
credit?
No, how much credit do we give him in his boxing?
We don't give him a lot of
IQ,
credit.
You know,
I'll tell you this. Like right off the bat, he doesn't get a bunch of credit. I mean, yeah, it's loud over here. I got to see what the people say. Like right off the bat, we don't give him a lot of credit. But I think whenever you start trying to analyze a fight or you know pit him against another fighter, you immediately remember what he does well, and fights like that David Lemieux fight, I believe, come to mind right away. Yeah. And then you remember, like, oh yeah, this guy can box when he needs to.
But then you always
strong jab.
You always go back and go, well, yes, David Lemieux may have like a similar like body frame of Canelo, that tank sort of frame, you know,
okay,
that short, stocky frame. But David Lemieux doesn't have, I would say, the quickness of Canelo.
Okay.
You may say that David Lemieux is a more powerful hitter. That's you can definitely make that argument. But I don't think he has the technical skill of a Canelo. I don't think he has the hand speed of a Canelo. He doesn't have the combination skill of a Canelo. He doesn't have the head movement of a Canelo. You can make the argument that he doesn't have the footwork of a Canelo.
So
Dave Lemieux is lesser on a lot of shit than Canelo.
But nonetheless,
even though he was still a top five middleweight and he's a good win, if not, you can maybe make the argument of a great win, but he's definitely a good one.
How aggressive was he with Gennady? I mean,
Lemieux?
Lemieux, yeah.
He got though. He got stuff easily with that.
No, he wasn't aggressive at all.
Was it right?
No, he quickly took the back foot and you know played the safe route in that fight, but Gennady did too. But you think again, he's a heavy puncher. He did damage with that jab.
He did. You know, and as we learned in the gym a lot, you know that jab. How important is that jab, right? And these two guys have a great jab. And who's gonna out jab who? I mean, Gennady always has a good power jab. I mean, I'm thinking Gennady's gonna probably have the better jab in this.
That,
I mean,
there's definitely better evidence for it.
Well, and it depends, you know, your definition of better. Like, is he going to be more consistent? Maybe. Yeah.
He's more accurate, I would say, with the jab as well.
I don't know. I mean, versus the opponents that he's been in front of.
What about Canelo's jab is better than Triple G's?
I mean, we just don't know.
I think we can know, I would say. I mean, we can analyze their technical skill in some level. And I say Triple G's jab is, like you say, more consistent. I would say more powerful. I would say more authoritative. I would say it also, he just lands it at more volume. He throws it more.
All that has to do with the same thing, power. Like, it's more powerful. Yeah,
but no, because like he's a heavy puncher. No, Leo Santa Cruz doesn't have a heavy jab, but he throws it a lot.
But he's not a heavy puncher.
It doesn't
so
matter.
So he's not going to have an authoritative jab like Triple G.
But Triple G can also throw an authoritative jab.
Because he's a heavy puncher.
No, at volume. That is key.
I don't know what you mean by volume, because he doesn't.
He throws at a high level.
He throws a lot of jabs.
He throws a lot of jabs.
Exactly.
And but he's not doubling and tripling.
Yeah, he does. What are you talking about? In the David Lemieux fight, he was doubling and tripling consistently.
I don't see him doubling
consistently
too much.
I don't know.
I know that he constantly sticks you as he's bringing the pressure. He constantly sticks you with a jab. I'm not going to say that the volume is more than Canelo. What I'm thinking is that Canelo's probably going to be able to.
Listen, Willie Monroe gave Triple G some issues in terms of footwork. And, you know, that's what Triple G has to worry about with Canelo. That Canelo's going to move better than him. And Triple G, Triple G showed that Monroe could have some success. I mean, I know that there's that also like that little group of fans that believe he was letting him hit him, right?
No, that's bullshit.
So then if we're going off that theory that he was not allowing Monroe to hit him, Monroe gave him some, you know, slight footwork issues. And obviously Canelo has better footwork than Monroe. And better power than Monroe.
Whoa, hold on. Can you say it's better footwork? Like that has always been a knock. That has always been a knock on Canelo is his footwork.
Well, you might be right about that too, because you know Monroe moves. He's that Cuban style of fighter. He is a mover.
Canelo's head movement is probably the best at middleweight. You can make that argument, I would say. But his footwork has always been lacking. Always been, I would say, something he's always needed to work on. But he just hasn't.
It's an interesting fight because you know that they're gonna have to stand and trade. Because Canelo fights in spurts, so, you know, he'll be there eventually.
Body shots. Who's a better body puncher in this fight?
I think Canelo is a better left-hand puncher. But again, Gennady's more consistent. See, I think Canelo looks better doing everything, right?
He does look better doing everything.
He's got the swag.
He's got the swag.
Doesn't mean he does everything
you're
better.
You're right. Gennady does everything good, nothing outstanding except the power, but his consistency is key. Like, he's going to jab, and he's going to go to the body, and he's going to throw overhand right. Like, you know that. With other fighters, still a question. With him, it's no question.
We know what we're getting.
You do.
And I think you mentioned this like off air about how, you know, 400 amateur fights, you know, when you get to that stage, a silver medal in the Olympics, that level of boxing comfortability, composure, skill. We see those guys like Lomachenko and of that level. Guillermo Rigo
got made. That's amazing news.
Yeah.
Rigo September 9th, right? Or 5th.
Yeah.
9th?
No, not September.
Yo, why does September?
December.
I meant to say that, but I was saying it. Whatever.
It's
saying.
Okay.
Why does December like 5th and 10th always get the fights? That's so weird.
Because I think people don't want to have it too close to Christmas.
You should have played the
soundbite.
That's right.
I don't know, man. I mean,
UFO.
We got this guy here. Tell me, I can't hear a damn thing. Turn your fucking TV up.
Turn it up.
I'm crying. Can you hear them ding?
And now
his YouTube sounds good. Really
I
good.
Know.
The
and Brew's the man.
Brew is always the man. Shout out to Brew.
Body punching, a combination punching though.
Combinations Canelo.
Easily,
Canelo, come
easily,
on guys.
Easily.
You gotta agree with the Canelo because Canelo's constantly banging both sides.
But body, not necessarily.
No. Combination.
Yes.
That means right to left side.
But,
you know what I mean?
Usually body,
when I see Gennady, he's hitting
questions.
One shot left liver.
You ask
one
questions.
Shot right to the body. When you see Canelo throwing these body shots in exchanges, he really throws them combination and multiple. I mean, maybe 3-4 punches when he's hitting you to the body, followed up by one to the top.
Fugatti also
combination
said
punches,
that the sound
Canelo
is fine.
Better.
That's strange. Our regulars are like.
I think it's just trolls, you know, because people just hate.
trolls.
They want to see us drive, go crazy. Like, oh,
yeah,
they asked about the sound. Let's fuck with them.
Are they joking around?
Didn't.
I had to do
it. Okay, but combination work, easily Canelo. But body work, I would say, is easily Triple G.
No, combination punch into the body, I'm saying specifically. Both of these guys. I'm thinking Canelo is a better combination punch.
Well, Triple G digs with that left hook to the body.
But he's a single body puncher.
He is.
It doesn't matter when you put people down consistently.
Because he's a big puncher. Again, all your things go back to power. It's like authority jab.
Big puncher. What happens when those punches are being blocked?
How many times have we seen Canelo, like you said, take lulls in the fight, in rounds, go along the ropes, and just eat shots? He does that with everyone.
But do you want to eat shots from Triple G?
But he does it with everyone. Yeah, he did it with Cotto.
No, I mean, what Matt is saying is like, yo, it's inevitable. If he's done it, he's going to do it again.
In a 12-round fight, he is going to do it again at least once. Mm. And let's admit it, he's going to do it multiple times. So that
this can't be the day where they're like, yo, you can't play around.
You think
he's training for that? Like, yo, I'm not going to get tired this fight.
I mean, he did it against fucking Chavez too, man.
Whoa, Chavez was nobody, and he was wrecking
But
him.
He did it against Chavez,
yo,
too.
But who doesn't take a round off, though,
but,
bro? It's not superhuman.
It's not round off. It's specifically going along the ropes. And against a body puncher of the likes of Triple G, you cannot be along the ropes and just stay there and eat shots.
Canelo always does
that in every single one of his fights. So I assume that's going to happen again, and I assume Triple G is going to dig to that body. And I don't think we've ever seen a guy with Triple G's power, Triple G's resume, Triple G's skill hit Canelo to the body of those lengths of time for 12 rounds. We haven't seen it. Cotto doesn't have that power. No. Laura didn't have that power. None of these guys have that power.
See, I'm saying this. Gennady has the power that you just don't want to take any shots. You don't want to test yourself with those shots. But I'm pretty sure he's going to try his slick boxing, try to deflect the punches.
Who?
Canelo.
Oh.
Maybe not sit there and try to like block punches, but we got to just see how he reacts to the pressure, because we all know in this fight that a lot of us think that the pressure is going to be put on by Gennady. So how will Canelo react, and is he going to punch him hard enough to regain his respect? Because everybody we've seen in as far as boxers that talk about Gennady,
that's the thing.
He has a hard chin, you know.
Canelo hasn't knocked out anybody
of a high caliber.
Yeah, of note.
I mean, the highest caliber guy that he knocked out was a welterweight.
They said Matt's weight drain. Yeah, that happened at the Porter High Performance Center.
I'm next to guys that are ginormous. This guy's like 200 pounds. Mitty, he's big. Don't worry about it.
Mitty, believe his lies.
Crazy. So, yeah, let's take some calls, man. Let's open up
You want to give our just predictions really fast and then go to calls?
Really?
Yeah. Man.
Predict.
Predict.
Yeah, we got to predict. Come on.
Are you with me?
This fight is so stupid.
Yeah, so you know. Oh, because he's going Triple G. He's going with the power. You heard him talking all power. He's
it's
the story of the show,
Matt. Come on.
He's a power puncher.
I'm pretty sure I've laid out how Triple G is going to win this fight.
How is it, Matt? Tell us.
If he used the jab and his superior, I would say, boxing skill to crowd Canelo along the ropes for significant portions of the fight and digs of the body, I see probably a late fight TKO, like 10th, 11th round. Mm. But this fight could go to decision. I know we keep going back and forth on like, oh, is this fight going to be an end by knockout? Is it going to go to decision? I think Canelo definitely cannot knock out Triple G. I don't see that at all. I don't see Canelo knocking him out. I can see Triple G hurting him and finishing the fight. Maybe not knocking him out, but definitely finishing the fight.
Yo, it's going to be a lot of sad people if poor Canelo gets knocked out.
Dude, there's a lot of Canelo fans here.
There is a lot. Listen,
a ton.
People talk about atmosphere. There's a lot of merchandise, a lot of Triple G shirts, a lot of Canelo Alvarez shirts, bandanas.
Everything. It's painted out here. Canelo, Triple G.
And a lot of propaganda as well. You know, whether it be Golden Boy or Las Vegas themselves, they've really pushed out some marketing dollars, right? I mean, look, we're here.
It's everywhere.
We're here. This is a big fight.
There's huge signs of Canelo and Triple G everywhere.
Now, you think that the marketing is as strong due to Mayweather-McGregor, and they feel like maybe they stole some of the thunder, or you think the marketing is as strong because Mayweather-McGregor boomed, and they're trying to get the stragglers to be like, hey, we got another good fight for you?
That's a little bit of both. I think if, let's say in a hypothetical world, Mayweather McGregor never existed, we'd probably see the same amount of promotional work from Golden Boy.
Yeah. I don't know if I can believe that. I don't really remember when they've been this.
You think it was sort of like a challenge?
Again, we're also in the bubble of it. We are in the epicenter of where they should be promoting it. So we don't know what it's like if we're in Louisiana or in Nebraska or Illinois. In Washington or Oregon or
Speaking
Alaska.
Speaking of Nebraska, maybe we should seeing. Say that me and Doomsday were on a flight with the champion from Omaha, Nebraska, Bud Crawford.
Pound for pound.
Should have seen me as soon as I saw Terrence Crawford. I was like, that's Terrence Crawford. I was starstruck over here.
And he was pretty cool. He was pretty cool. Yeah. You know, we had a lot of talk time, pictures, blog. Got a lot of vlog for you. Patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice for the vlog. And he also gave us an interview that you can catch on TheBoxingVoice.com/videos or head on over right here to YouTube and check it out with Sean Zatel. Shout out to Sean, who was also at the gym with us in Porter Fry High Performance Center. And to Sean Porter and Ken Porter, who will be joining us as well on our live show tomorrow from Beer House. Minutes away from the T-Mobile, so don't miss it. If you're in the building, definitely come by. And fuck it, we're gonna drink tomorrow. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to break diet because there's gonna be so many people trying to buy me drinks and some bullshit. You know, bring weed.
He's on his health, man.
Bring weed.
He's complaining about people offering him.
You know
drinks.
What? Bring weed. That's the athlete in him.
No, that's the complainer in him. That's the complainer.
You know?
Oh man,
the mission right now.
Yo,
guys.
Dude, I would have wars. Yo, I feel like I can't cheat because I'm like, you know, I was in there and it's Ken Porter, bro. It's like I'd rather soak it up than waste it. But anyway, we're going to go out to these phone lines and
we do have a ringer, I believe. I think KM Star is on the line.
Well, let's get to him. Hold on a minute. Let me see if we got the right. Hold on a minute.
Sorry, Cam. Sorry. We're going to go right to you. Don't worry.
Let me see if I got the right ad. Oh, look who's here. Muhammad. Man, I wonder if he's in Vegas. Oh, shit. You ain't got no mute over there. Muhammad, what up? Muhammad, you're our first caller.
Yeah. All right, man. I got to be the first caller. That's my fight, you know. I was supposed to be in Vegas. I already bought the tickets, but something came up. I couldn't make it.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that, bro. So what's going on, brother? Talk to us.
Man, I'm so excited, man. Let me say, first of all, I got Canelo winning by impressive fashion. And I will eat a buffet, of course, if I'm wrong. But let me just say.
Hello? Yeah, we hear you. Laughing at the buffet.
Yeah, the buffet at Crow.
Yeah, no problem. You know, I got Canelo winning decisively. And I already told Eric Cruz we have a beef over this. And hopefully he won't hide. A lot of Boxing Voice fans are against me on this, but tomorrow I will be victorious, you know. Canelo is very sharp. He has a complete toolbox. Of course, you know, you have the power of Golovkin. The big question is, can he take his power and the jab? But Canelo is smart. He knows he has to find an answer to the jab and stay out of the power. So, and I'm expecting some foot movement. You know, he's not going to be flat-footed as in the other fights.
Now, Matt mentioned earlier that he might have thought that, you know, Canelo would be caught on the ropes because he likes to sometimes kind of feel out the fighters and the energy, I guess, coming out from the punches. Do you think that Canelo's going to try this in this way?
No, he will not try it against Golovkin. It's too dangerous. Unless he tastes his power and he's not worried about it. But he's not going to do it in the first rounds. You know, that's too dangerous. You know, laying against the ropes and having Golovkin tee off on you, that's not a smart idea because Golovkin can hit you in the body just as well as the head. So that's not a smart fight. I'm expecting Canelo to be moving, you know, using a lot of movement. Maybe he kept it secret, but I'm sure he worked on that in his camp. And then, you know, Golovkin is subject to the uppercut. And, you know, Canelo throws a lot of nice combinations. Yeah, so I'm excited. You know, I'm really excited, man. Tomorrow you guys are going to have a reaction show, right?
That is the plan. We will be live at the fight, and we're performing our show live pre-fight.
Man, I hate this. I heard that you have like a little show before the fight at New York.
Well, I was supposed to be there, man. Shit. It's actually right in front of the T-Mobile Arena. It's
yeah,
amazing.
I know. I've been there last year for the Canelo Khan fight. I mean, 2 years ago, I was in May of 2016, and I was looking forward to meet you guys. But hopefully, you'll make it for the rematch.
Man, I love it. Well, all right, Muhammad, I want to thank you for calling in. I'm gonna go ahead and get to some other callers. Thanks again. Get to KM Star. We were supposed to hit that
sponsor. Let me see if I can get this.
These calls are brought to you by our sponsor,
how's that
El Camino sound? Electrical Services.
El Camino, they're going to be on hand as well during the live show. Let's go to KM Star, our ringer.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's been a little bit.
Oh, it sure has. What's
hey,
going on?
All right. So, hey, I really like Muhammad's call. The only thing is that I disagree with the outcome. So I think Triple G is going to win, but I agree with him. Like, I think this idea that Canelo is going to be on the ropes is erroneous in terms of thinking. And the reason I believe that is because just the little small footage of his training shows a lot of sprinting, a lot of lateral foot movement. So he's doing a lot of the kind of exercises that you see football players doing. I don't know if you guys noticed that. We're, you know, cutting side to side, really working on lateral movement. So it's really obvious that they know what they need to do. The thing where we see Canelo sitting on the ropes, that's intentional, right? When he knows what he's got in front of him and he lures him in and then he takes advantage. What Canelo's really good at, and I don't think I've heard this yet, is rolling with punches and counter punching off of that. He knows he's not going to be able to sit on the ropes with Triple G, and that's not part of his game plan in my perspective, okay? I absolutely believe this fight, Canelo's going to try to stay center of the ring as much as possible, but I do believe, and what really solidified it for me, and you know me, like the weigh-in, but usually you guys do these shows before the weigh-in. We saw the weigh-in today, and I'm going to tell you right now, I just saw a video of Abel Sanchez post-weigh-in. He looks like the cat who got into the cream, man. I'm just telling you. He sees two healthy fighters, but he's super confident. He's giving Canelo all his credit for good training, good fitness, coming into that weigh-in just right. And Triple G shows up at weigh-ins, let's be honest, look back. 158, I've seen him, 159, blah, blah, blah. Triple G trained to come in at weight for this fight. You know why? Because Canelo's actually bigger sometimes than Triple G. They decided they were not going to let Canelo be bigger than Triple G for this fight. This fight will be decided in the center of the ring, and what's going to come down to is that little thing, rolling with the punches that Canelo's going to do, and lateral movement, they're planning on that. But they're going to work specifically, in my opinion, on going to the body and working that jab. That reach advantage is the deciding factor, and that chin is the deciding factor. If you can take punches from Danny Jacobs, who's a big-ass fucking middleweight, excuse my language, you can take punches from Canelo, period. That's why I honestly don't see a path to victory for Canelo. And in this fight, I look at it, and remember we said, oh, if Conor McGregor just looks okay, it's a victory. If Floyd doesn't knock him out, it's a loss. I think in this case, a 12-round decision loss to Triple G, Canelo can treat as a victory because of the fact that supposedly he's moving up. Remember, you know, quote, end quote. You can't see me. I'm doing quotes. He's moving up in weight, challenge Triple G. You know, I don't think that's the reality. I think they're similar sized guys. But at that weigh-in, they looked similar in size, but Triple G looked very ready to gain 10, 15 pounds. He looked healthy. He looked like he made the weight well. I made my bets today. I put my money down. It's on Triple G. I made two bets. I put it on the Triple G straight bet, and I put it on the under. The under is actually at 11.5, guys. Think about that. 11.5. You know, so that's my call. I'll end it right there.
All right, brother. I don't know. Did you hear the bell? Because we're obviously in a new studio today and here at Rob Ortiz, the rock star at Hey Rob Studios here where he does his podcast. So I don't know. Were you able to hear the 10-second warning and all that? Or no?
I was.
Absolutely. I did hear it. I just kept rolling past it. Usually I cut off early. I hope that's okay.
No, of course it is. Just making sure we're all good for the next guy. Thank you again for calling in, obviously. So, Rob, are you just there live streaming? What's going on there behind us, buddy? We're going to go out to Philadelphia. We got 267-773. First time caller, 267-773. You're live on TBV. What's going on, brother? We're live in Vegas. Talk to me.
What's up? No, I'm not a first time caller. I called before. But,
what is your name?
Troy. Troy from Philly.
Troy from Philly. Talk to us, brother.
All right, listen. I watched three of Canelo fight, and I noticed that he don't counterpunch. Everybody think he counterpunch. He don't counterpunch. he's strictly offense and defense. Like, he'll sit there and let you get your shots off and do all the slipping side to side, which is cool. But he's doing all this shit against smaller dudes. And then after you get your shot off, he'll come and try to attack you, which he got a good offense, but he's doing it against smaller dudes. Like, and then people keep saying that Canelo can box. Triple G is a gold medalist. Like, he's a gold medalist. You got to know how to box to win a gold medal. And then he beat what's the guy name that was in a Super Six tournament? One of the Darrell brothers.
Andre?
In the amateurs, yeah.
Yeah, the amateurs. He can box. The boy can box. But it's just that he needed the knockouts so that he could put himself on a bigger platform. And they just went with the whole narrative of, oh, he got a almost 100% knockout rate. If you go back and look at the HBO special, they told you that they was pushing the whole 100% knockout rate. But he can box. He a better boxer, I'm telling you. He a better boxer.
Well, all right, Troy. Thanks for calling in, my friend. Definitely, we'll be here for the immediate reaction show. As soon as both men are interviewed on the show, you want to be here on this YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube right here. We're going to go down the line. Uh-oh, Santiago, what's up, man? I thought you was going to be in town. I was going to jab you right to the stomach and some sparring, but you knew not to come. Now I'm joking with you. What's going on, Santiago? Who are you picking?
Santiago, the beast that made Eddie quit and go into hiding, dude.
What's up with Ali Al over here?
Thought you hit the button, buddy.
Call him Cat's Got His Tongue.
Call him Scapegoaty.
Let's go.
Yo, Robbie.
Hello,
Rob.
Can you guys hear me?
We hear you, Santiago. What's going on?
Sounds like Eddie's death, dude.
Not much. Just here at Gold's Gym, getting some work in with Fern, listening to the Boxing Voices show today. And my official pick is going to be Golovkin by decision. I feel that Golovkin is able to fight his fight two ways if he has to, because I feel that if he can get Canelo to come to him, it's going to be a much difficult fight for Canelo than if Golovkin was the one coming forward, because we all know that Canelo doesn't really do well coming forward compared to fighting on the back foot. If he has a guy like Kirkland or Angulo coming to him, he looks amazing and phenomenal. But if you give him a guy like, say, you know, Austin Trout or Arislandi Lara, any kind of movement, he has a hard time trying to cut off the ring. So I feel that it'll be a fight where who can implement their style more effectively than anything else. And I feel that if Golovkin can get Canelo to come to him, it's his fight to take.
It sounds like we got a little Canelo picker here. Hey, listen, don't feel bad. A lot of us are going Canelo except for Matt.
He just said Triple G by decision.
It's Triple G
but he's saying he feels like Canelo can win.
Yeah, all of us feel
it's
like
all that slight.
Canelo can win.
Everybody has that, like,
everybody's
like,
leaving the back door open.
You know,
it's funny?
Hold on. The people that picking Canelo, do you not think Triple G can win?
I mean, well, I'm just saying, he left the back door open.
It can go both ways, right? I bet you the guys that are picking Canelo, it's like small chance Triple G can win, and then vice versa. This is just type
not
of fight
small,
we're going to...
There's
no one that thinks
they making fun of my earrings in the chat, dude.
Is that what they're doing?
Try using the mic, fams.
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Yeah, but why bring up a troll in the chat, though?
Because he's made fun of my earrings.
Whoa, you just made him fucking
the
like
one guy that,
a lot.
That girl at the gym came up and talked to, like,
call him the...
Whoa, look at this.
Yo, snitching, man.
I just want to
know.
Yo,
you're a snitcher.
I want to know if Santiago was wearing his ankle weights at the gym. Right?
I guarantee you he was.
That's right. We're going to Santana in Chi-Town. Talk to us.
What's up, man? I'm going with Triple G by knockout. I feel like this is Triple G's moment. You know, he's going against a superstar. It's his time to shine. I feel like he's going to be in the seek and destroy. I feel like the jab is going to be the key. And now if this fight goes the distance, if it goes to the card, no way Triple G wins. You know, I don't care if he knocks Canelo down every other round. I mean, Canelo be having shady cards all the way back to Austin Trout, Floyd, Lara. Yeah, even Amir Khan, shady cards. So I feel like he has to knock him out. I don't see Canelo really hurting Triple G. I feel like Triple G is the better boxer. When it comes down to IQ, I ain't talking about how good he looked doing. I'm talking about IQ-wise. He's more fundamentally sound in the boxing ring. And as far as the Lomachenko-Rigo, man, this is the best year of boxing, in my opinion, ever. Like, you know, I've been watching boxing for a while now. We just got so many 50-50 fights. It's crazy, you know. So y'all guys keep doing a good job.
All right, Santana, thanks for calling in. Let's go to the next caller. Who we got there? Gabe? Is that Gabe?
Yeah, that's Gabe from Salt Lake.
Let's go to Gabe.
I got him.
That was a good assessment he just gave.
That was a great assessment. Yes,
Gabe, what's up?
Gabe from Salt Lake. Going once. Going twice. Sorry, Gabe.
All right, go down the line.
Mr. AB.
Oh, he's got to come out.
He
has Triple
to.
G.
Well,
AB,
what
up?
Why is he always... I know I'm going to owe.
Yeah, he always does this. AB, call back in if you want to get this shit. Come on. Mr. IG Master, Mr. Top Rank, Alex Lemon.
People are saying AKA Info Joe's Grim Reaper.
Oh, that's a joke. So play that intro, because that's the only thing that's going to be hot.
Well, we don't have that intro on this computer.
Oh, you don't?
Of course not.
Oh, that's so sad.
Of course not.
That's a great intro.
Mr.
Lemon.
I could probably find it. But it'll be
Lemon looking
What's
good
going on, there. Fellas?
Alex Lemon.
Hey,
what up?
What's up? Hey, buddy? Man, the boxing voice live in Vegas, baby. You guys are doing it. Give you guys much love for that, man.
So I see
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Who are you who are you thinking that this bout means, or it's a tight
man,
tight
what
matchup?
A weekend of boxing, bro. No tight matchup. I'm going with Canelo. Unanimous. I'm gonna go UD. I think he's gonna dominate, man. I think he's gonna win almost every round. Triple G is scary. He's gonna be trying to land it, but he's not. So I got Canelo winning, and I'm just happy, man. Great cards. Hey, man, this is Golden Boy. This is our Top Rank. I'm giving Golden Boy love. Hey, this is gonna be a great fight. I can't wait to watch the whole fight. The cards, every card on there. And I'm glad the boxing voice is in Vegas live, doing a live show right now. Everybody could call and make their picks. Hey, that's all I got to say, man. Nothing but love. Great weekend for boxing.
Awesome, man. So far, it is an amazing weekend, man. The atmosphere is great, Lemon. Hope you could be here. It would be amazing to have you. And we're going to go to some other callers. Limon, gracias. We're going out to JP in Long Beach. Talk to us. JP with one, two.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
It's
y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yes, sir.
Clear, brother.
Okay. So I was one of the first cats out there on the Canelo train like 2-3 months ago when everybody was scared to pick Canelo. I came out. I'm saying I've taken Canelo with a TKO in 11. Reasons being. So I'm going to tell you why I think he wins. Then I have questions. So why I think he wins. Canelo's the best puncher in the game right now. In exchanges. Okay. Now, Gennady, people think you can beat Gennady in a boxing match, but you can't. So you've seen Jacobs think he could do that. Say about round six, he learned, I'm not going to beat this guy in a boxing match. His jab is, the metrics say, is the most efficient jab in the game. And so, but when Jacobs started to fight in exchanges, landing the more significant and more meaningful punches in the exchanges is when he's tired of the fight. And that's what Canelo does better than anyone. And here's what I think that Canelo can do better than Jacobs. The problem that Jacobs had is that while he was winning those exchanges, he was just shoe shining. Canelo is able to win those exchanges with pop on them shits. Now, I think we could possibly see, you know, Gennady coming in full bore and, like, I don't know, we'll see how hard Canelo wins. Now, people always want to throw, he couldn't hurt Chavez Jr. Now, Chavez Jr., for one, is Chavez Jr. Chavez Jr. has only been down to a much bigger fighter in Fanfara, and Chavez Jr. never committed to anything that entire fight. So Canelo couldn't catch him while committing. Gennady is going to commit. We all know that. He's very deliberate. You can see his shit coming a mile away. This is why I think Canelo can take it. Now, my questions. How good is Danny Jacobs? Do we think Danny Jacobs beats Canelo? Second question. Are we seeing, is Gennady, when we've seen Gennady, I think we can see him become hesitant, you know, once he gets punched. And that, I think we've seen that in the first Jacobs fight. But I'm not sure how good Jacobs is. And that's kind of the part. And another thing, we haven't seen Gennady land his signature knockout. Now, if you go back and look at Gennady's amateur career, he has one hell of a right hand. And we haven't seen that in his pro career. And my one worry in this fight, and I hope it doesn't happen, is Gennady gets his signature knockout against Canelo Alvarez. Hey, family, y'all have safe travels back home getting to your family, man. Glad hearing y'all on the radio.
All right. Thank you for calling in, as always, JP. And,
good insight on that.
Definitely hope to get back home safe. 619, you're live. Desperado. Keeping it moving. Going to 954. You're up. Gary in Dallas, talk to me.
Oh, hold on.
I skipped 954 by mistake.
Sorry, Gary, we're going to 954.
What the fuck?
I already clicked on accent.
Damn, y'all skipped me.
No, we didn't.
We're back.
Rocky 954. What's up, Rocky?
Listen, I had Canelo. I just want to say I had Canelo by TKO as soon as there was rumblings about this fight, but. Now, listening to you guys' show and just looking at fights, I'm a little bit concerned. And I still pick Canelo. I stick by my pick, but not by TKO. I got him by decision, a close decision, because Canelo does go off the ropes with everybody. And what kind of bugged me out was Mayweather had Canelo on the ropes at one point. Like, not, you know what I'm saying, but like flashes of the fight. I see Canelo, he likes to rest on the ropes, and that's scary to me against Triple G. But, you know, I think that that's going to get Triple G back in the fight. I have Canelo winning the early rounds, giving away some of the late to middle rounds, having it be really close because he likes to rest on the ropes and just his style. But and then I have him showing the heart of a champion, picking it up late, doing enough to win some late rounds. I have a close decision by Canelo Alvarez. So that's my call. But, man, I can't wait for this fight, man. So I just had to say that.
Canelo is
us
better
either,
than
brother. Yeah, we cannot wait. I mean, after that live show that we're going to be doing from 2 to 5 at Beer House right next to the T-Mobile Arena. You know all that. I hear it. You guys are fucking terrible.
Sorry.
I don't even know what I was going to say.
I don't know either.
Oh, he said it was an amazing fight. Yeah. So we're actually going to all be in there because they're giving us, you know, VIP. We're going to have our own little booth or box or something. So
I will be there.
Definitely come check us out. We're going to go to some more callers, but we're going to start wrapping this up pretty soon. So let's see if you guys get those picks in a little quicker. We're going out to, who's next? Gary in Dallas?
Yes.
I mean, do I really have to do this? I'm about to fucking throw shit at y'all. Like, I don't reach over there. There's two of you guys there. Somebody could go to the callers. I don't have to do it, right?
He doesn't know how to do it.
I do know how to do it.
Yours, I don't know why he has it up on his.
Gary's up. I don't know why.
How about you just calm down? Gary,
if I could just give
Dallas.
Him a right hand from the Porter High Performance Center right now.
I tried teaching him. It's not my fault.
What's going on, Gary?
No, it's about you.
Why me?
Yeah.
So what
is fellas. Boxing Voice, live in Vegas, doing it big.
Oh, man, we're happy to be
here. I think Canelo's going to win a bunch of rounds early, and Triple G is going to realize that he's going to have to start walking through some of Canelo's big shots, and he's going to have to really start bringing the fight to him. About midway through the fight, fifth, sixth round, it's going to turn into a slugfest, and Canelo's going to get a little bit too brave, and Triple G is going to start breaking him down. I say around 8 or 9, it's going to turn into a slugfest, and Canelo's going to take one too many big shots, and he's going to get knocked out. I think it's going to be one of those fights where, you know, Alvarez is ahead on the scorecards, but he gets knocked out because he just can't resist, and his power really hasn't.
We haven't seen Canelo really
knock out a big, right? I don't think his power is going to hang with Triple G. I think Triple G knocked him out in a big exchange.
Okay. Well, yet to be seen, but we shall see, Gary. Make sure you call back. Remember, immediate reaction show taking place at this very channel. And we'll be doing that as soon as both fighters get interviewed. Who's next on the line?
Well, we have
216.
216.
New caller.
216-882. First time caller.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can y'all hear me?
We hear you loud and clear. I'm gonna get and play this first time caller intro. You get and introduce yourself to the world. Say your name, where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
What up with it? It's Mr. Mason, straight out of 216. You know what I'm saying? It's going to start snowing very soon. Yeah, I wanted to call in and give y'all a little heads up on I know y'all ain't talking about the Lara fight or whatever, but I wanted to give y'all a little teaser on who Terrell Gashe is. Bulldog, he done had his last three fights. Check him out. He won them with ease. He a solid dude, but y'all can get y'all footage in so y'all can scout all that. And with GGG and Canelo, I hope GGG beat Canelo ass. I hope GGG beat Canelo ass for that BS fight. The last fight Canelo had, which was some BS, and for that Kirkland fight. Canelo don't be fighting no. I mean, I ain't gonna say Canelo don't be fighting nobody, but I'm sick of his antics. He got too many antics. GGG is a true professional. Man got style. Man is he the complete fighter right now. Out of them two, to me. So.
Well, all right, my friend. Thank you for calling in. Remember, Sunday's Crow Day. So if you got that pick wrong, you know where to come back and I guess be served. Who are we going to?
GT Kid from Atlanta.
Let's talk to him.
GT Kid from Atlanta.
Yo, what's happening, people?
What up, Fake Georgie?
Yeah, man. What's going on? What's going on? Man, I ain't called in a minute, man, but I'm going to burn through these real quick. I'm not going to take up a whole 3 minutes. 2017, man, I said it was the year of the ducker, and all the people that have been ducking are going to get the business. Danny Garcia got it. Danny Jacobs got it. And tomorrow night, Canelo Alvarez is going to get it. And the last one, I didn't know if we were going to get it this year, but I called it. Deontay Wilder is going to get it at the end of the year, man. And so 2017 has been a good year for boxing, man. It's been great. A lot of big fights. I just heard Rigo Lomo is supposed to be a done deal for December, too. So that's another big fight, man. It's been a great year. But I got GGG by knockout, man. TKO stoppage, 7-8 rounds at most. Canelo just cannot outbox GGG. GGG's jab is much better than Canelo's jab. And, I mean, it's going to be competitive the first couple rounds, because Canelo is a strong guy, he's a big guy, and he can punch. But, GGG is going to break him down, and it's going to get ugly around round 5 or 6, and by 7 or 8, it's going to be all over. So that's what I got, fellas. Y'all enjoy the fight, man. Talk to y'all next time.
Well, all right, brother. Thanks for calling in. Who's next on the list, guys?
Bugatti.
Bugatti, what up?
Hey, guys. Triple G, knockout inside 8 rounds.
I think Canelo's going to come out pretty strong, but if he gets on the ropes, he's fucked. He's going to get wrecked. Brew doesn't agree, but I'm telling you, Triple G is going to knock him out. And then the other good fight on there, Diego De La Hoya and Caballero, like, that's going to be a good fight. I want to see that one. So, yes, Triple G, inside 8 rounds, knockout. I'll call Sunday to eat crow. Canelo wins. Not going to happen, though.
All right, Fugatti, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Josue in Elora, Oregon. Talk to us. Josue, Mr. Always There. Thanks for calling in. All right, Josue.
I think he made it very clear who he's going for.
No, Josue, you made a great point, but did you really want us to hear the whole song?
I mean, is he really picking Canelo, or I mean, is Triple G the real Mexican style?
Well, Triple G was told by Canelo he's going to teach him how Mexicans really fight.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to show you how Mexicanos really fight. All right? Because Triple G's a poser. He's posing as a Mexican.
So we're not going back to this way?
I don't know. I think that was his thing.
Shit? That was his, okay.
I don't know. Let's check. Josue, that was your thing. Told you. Georgie Porgy.
What's up, people?
What's happening, people? The fucking mafias.
Hey, yo, what's happening, bro? I'm going to let you rock that shit, but you know I got that patent, B. Anyways, yo, Triple G by murder. Gotta make this shit short. How this man get it, yo? How could people be behind fucking Canelo, man? This is your motherfucker's fault. You should be teaching people, but this man be docking 154 for ages. For nobody 160. And all the talent coming here like this is a real fight? This guy's ridiculous, man. Yo, everybody out there, donate, thumbs up. Enjoy Patreon. I'm
Audi. And meet us at Beer House tomorrow for the live show from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Come meet Ken Porter and Sean Porter, Mauricio Suleiman, Kevin Kelly, the legend. We're all going to be on hand for our live first time ever doing a live show in Las Vegas for one of the biggest fights of this year. I mean, I'm just excited.
Yes.
And you should be there as well. Battery is running low. We're going to get to that. And next caller.
Next caller. Let me see. Who is it?
It is.
I think it's AB. I think AB called back. No. Sorry. JD.
JD. Let's go to JD in Texas.
Yo. I'll be real quick. The Monroe fight, right? I want to address this. I have never wanted to see somebody lose so goddamn bad. I'm hoping Willie Monroe gets some kind of power out of somewhere and knock this dude straight on his ass. I'm so sick and tired of Billy Joe Saunders and his shenanigans. But moving on to Canelo, Triple G, listen, I had Canelo up until the weigh-in. For some reason, I have never switched my pick like this, but the look in Triple G eyes at that weigh-in, I was like, oh shit, this dude means business. So and then the interview they gave right after the weigh-in, you can kind of tell he mean business. So I'm going with Triple G, and I'm going to go boldest to say late, like 11 round stoppage. But that's my call. Hey, fuck Billy Joe Saunders.
How is that bold? I'm going Triple G late, 11th round stop. How is that
because,
bold?
Because
everybody's
bold
going
because
Triple G.
we've never seen Canelo stop.
I guess, but I wouldn't just.
Hold on. He's saying it's bull because we've never seen Canelo get stopped, but it's Triple G that's fighting it.
Yeah, that's the point. We've
only seen
like,
one guy
we
not
always,
get stopped by Triple G.
Yeah.
And that was Daniel Jacobs, who's a much
so,
bigger.
So, you're saying that Canelo has never fought nobody with, like, power?
That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is if Triple G gets a knockout, it's not like a surprise. But
it's Triple G.
Yeah, it's Triple G. He's got like one of the highest knockout ratios. He's supposed to knock you out. If he doesn't get the knockout, he underwhelms.
That's like an average decision. All right. Bold prediction.
Hey, man. Fuck Billy Joe
Saunders. Yeah, I'm with you on that bullshit they did to my man Willie Monrosi. What's up?
I got
well, then fucking rock out, baby. Go to AB.
Yeah, we got AB.
Mr. AB and Deja.
AB.
Yo, hang up on him. He's not ready again. He's having like college.
Dude, every time. Donald from Richmond.
What's up, y'all? Hey, I'm going to say I got to go with Triple G. And the reason why is because if I have to think about it, I don't think that Canelo could beat Daniel Jacobs, honestly. And Canelo, all of his good wins, they all have some type of catch to it. I mean, I think the only really good win that I could give him credit for, they didn't have a catch to it, was when he beat Cotto. And I can't say Cotto either because that was 55. I would have to give him Trout. That was like his best win where it wasn't no catch. But when he beat James Kirkland, he couldn't, you know, Kirkland couldn't use Ann Wolf as his trainer. I mean, Canelo always has some type of fucking catch to his big wins. And I feel like now you really got to fight Triple G at 160. It ain't that 155 bullshit, all that running from the Charlos. And all you know, the people that you really can fight, you run from them. And think about it. If Canelo beats Triple G,
Why are you bitter? You talking about Charlo?
What do you mean why I'm bitter?
Let me ask you a question.
Because if you look back at it, he ducked the Charlos. Did he not?
Hold on, Donald. Just listen, okay?
Yeah.
Had he not ducked the Charlos and fought all these guys, we still would have been saying we want him to fight Triple G.
He wouldn't even be here if he fought the Charlo and got knocked out by Charlo. He wouldn't even be here. Nobody would be riding his nuts like this right now if he got knocked out by Charlo at 54 already.
But we don't know would he be knocked out. That's just you assuming. And by him fighting the tougher opponent, because you can't find any other caller other than yourself that's going to say that Charlo is a tougher opponent than fucking Gennady Golovkin. So if he's fighting Gennady, why are you talking about some shit that he didn't do and that you think he did 2 years ago?
Okay, listen. I like Gennady Golovkin, right? And I said that I think Charlo would have knocked Canelo out. And I'm going to say this. I like Gennady Golovkin, but I think Charlo could even beat Gennady Golovkin. If I was Gennady Golovkin, I would stay away from Charlo. I wouldn't take that fight. And Abel Sanchez, he knows that too. And that's not me being a hater, because you could say I'm being a hater to Canelo, but I like Gennady Golovkin, and I want him to knock Canelo's cherry-picking ass out. But I'm just saying it like this. I think Charlo could beat Gennady Golovkin, and I would not want to see that fight. I'm just being honest.
All right, Donald, what can we do? You know Sunday's Crow Day. We're going to got to get to some other callers. Troll caller, you know you're not getting on the show. Stop wasting your time. 718, New York City. I want to say this is my man Ring IQ, right?
Oh, yeah, that's me. What's good, Ines? What's good?
What's up, brother?
All right, well, I got I mean, you probably already know. I just think it's
yeah,
too
I
much
definitely
work
already know you're going Triple G. You don't think Canelo stands a chance based on all your IG posts?
No es eso. It's that Canelo, if Canelo would have did it the right way, if he would have fought a middleweight, then I would have faith in him. But the fact that he didn't, I need to have a barometer to know what you can really do and what you can really take at this weight class. And we still don't know that. And here you are, you're facing the most dangerous guy in the division, the biggest puncher in the division, and it's not like when Ward went up to 175. When Ward went up to 175, he took on the number one IBF contender, Sullivan Barrera. So we knew that he could hang. before we even seen him fight Kovalev. But we still don't know that about Canelo. What do we know about Canelo? That he sometimes has stamina issues, that he like to lay on the ropes, and what we know about Golovkin, what he do to guys once he get them on the ropes. To me, it's always been a matter of what is Canelo gonna do next. He had an opportunity to fight like a Khabib or a Curtis Stevens or somebody like that, or a Turiano Johnson, but you wanted to fight Amir Khan. And then from Khan, you went over to Liam Smith. And then from Liam Smith, you went over to Chavez. And I'm like, yo, if he don't fight a middleweight, I don't know what the hell he going to look like when he fight Golovkin, if he fight Golovkin. So to me, you know, the fair assessment is Golovkin, late stoppage. Canelo's going to win the first three rounds. That I feel confident about. He going to be fresh. He going to be sharp. But carrying around all that muscle, you know, it eat up a lot of oxygen. It wears on your stamina. It makes you fatigued. I don't think Canelo's going to have much left in the gas tank by the fifth round. He got tired with Chavez throwing punches. He said that himself. You got tired of throwing punches at a guy that ain't throwing nothing back at you. So what's going to happen when you start taking punishment? What's going to happen? It's to me, it's a matter of time. I got the love probably at or around the 9th or the 11th.
Late stop is good.
That was an amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and only thing I can say is, and I'm not a Canelo hater. A lot of people think that I'm hating on Canelo. I'm not hating on Canelo. If I felt the boy was going to win, I would just pick him. But it's too much. It's too, and that's just a little bit. It's too much that is working against him right here. You know what I mean? Stylistically, it's a good fight. If Canelo, because the funny thing about Canelo is Canelo excels against aggressive opponents, if anybody been paying attention to him. Any guy that want to come forward on Canelo, he could light their ass up. But that's guys at 54 and guys at from 47. You know what I mean? This ain't Josecito Lopez, and this ain't fucking Kermit Cintron. This ain't none of them guys. This ain't Amir Khan. This boy can take a punch. So, you know, like I said, I got Golovkin, late stoppage, 9, 10, 11, somewhere around there. Proves me wrong. I'll be the first to give him credit. I'll be the first. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, all right, Ring IQ, definitely check him out on YouTube. He's on YouTube and on Instagram. He does amazing videos, and if you like that call, definitely follow his YouTube channel. Support around here. We're going to go out to our last caller of the night. Looks like 331. I want to say that's somewhere in Ohio, right? Maybe Ohio. I'm not sure. Horrible with this. 331,
hey,
where
hey,
you
hey,
calling?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago, what's going on,
Chicago,
my friend? First time caller?
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
so we got
some callers.
Intro. Let me play this intro real quick.
All right.
Let the world know your name.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Name's Eddie Akala over here.
Eddie Akala, where you go? Chicago, he said. So talk to us, brother. What's your prediction?
Yes,
Canelo,
sir.
Triple G, mañana.
Well, I just want to, first of all, first and foremost, I just want to say I have nothing but most of respect for Triple G. That guy is just a monster of a guy. But you guys talking about a 5-pound difference, guys. Canelo's a monster, guys. Canelo's going to knock Triple G out in the 9th round.
Woo!
Canelo can hang in there, motherfucker. Canelo can hang in there. He ain't no bitch.
He
ain't going nowhere. He has great rope work.
Eddie, who is the highest level guy? Who's the highest level guy that Canelo knocked out, in your opinion?
The highest level guy he is knocked out. You know what? Okay, I'm going to be quite honest with you. Ain't nobody know. There's nobody out there. He's knocked out plenty of guys, but there's nobody out there on that level that Triple G is. Nobody.
Okay.
Listen. Triple G is another level. That's another fight. That's another level fight. There's levels to this boxing shit. It's another level up in that motherfucker. I want to see what Canelo's going to do.
How is Canelo
going to
knock him
out?
Another level, B.
What was that?
How is Canelo going to knock him out in 9 if this is another level?
Couldn't knock out Cotto.
No. Listen.
He didn't knock
Canelo
out Chavez.
Has the power. Canelo, and you see. Have you seen Canelo at 160? How he looks?
No, I seen him at 164. I saw him at 164, and he didn't knock out Chavez, who got knocked out by Fonfora, who?
But the thing is, even Julio Cesar Chavez's dad said Canelo had compassion for my son. He had he didn't want to hurt my son.
Yo, and Triple G takes
that himself.
No, I hear you, bro. I hear you. I mean, it was a long time ago in terms of Laura, right? So we can't bring him up.
Right. But the thing is, Canelo could have knocked the hell out of that guy out, but he didn't want to. He didn't want to. He could have easily.
Did he knock out?
No doubt.
Eric, just
no,
remember,
Eddie,
excuse me. Remember, Sunday is Crow Day. But Eddie, we got to get up out of here, man. Listen, don't forget Sunday's Crow
That's
Day.
Right.
And we're going to be here Saturday for the immediate reaction. As soon as Canelo finishes being interviewed by Max Kellerman, you know to call him and be like, I told you Canelo's going to knock him out in the ninth round. I told you. All right?
I mean, I hope he does. All right.
I hope he does too. Listen, this was a little test run, a little dry run. Damn, I'm going to put on Suki here.
Oh, I need to unmute.
Suk
I need to unmute, Skype.
Suk G? Oh, you need to unmute? Because Suk G called in a bunch of times. Let's at least let him get a little couple minutes on there. Suk G, what up? Oh, Suki. Oh, Suki. Silent G. All right, Suki. Like Suki.
Come
like
on,
True
man.
Blood. Like True Blood. Suki.
I spoke to you before you got it right, but go on. It don't matter. Anyway. Triple G late stoppage. And the end of the ski was just a minute ago about Canelo not wanting to knock Chavez out. That's bullshit, because didn't he say the guy was a fraud and he wanted to expose him to the Mexican people? So why would he hold back and not knock him out? You know, it's, that's a joke, man. But what we'll end this on, yeah? September 16th, Independence Day, yeah? 10 years ago, De La Hoya against Mayweather, yeah? Mayweather took the crown and became the pay-per-view star. If Canelo wins, he's going to be the new big pay-per-view star, a la Mayweather. But we know Gennady Golovkin's going to win, and he's going to be the new Manny Pacquiao pay-per-view star.
Meaning like and what? Like meaning a million moving forward? Because Pacquiao does at least a mil when hot.
When he was hot, yes. When he was hot, yes.
Absolutely, mate. Gennady will take where Pacquiao used to be. If Canelo wins, he's going to take where Mayweather used to be.
Matt was saying that earlier, but I don't know anybody could take that Mayweather position anymore. Those numbers,
it may not be those numbers, but again,
it
remember
may,
that's yeah. that's an outlier.
It may not be numbers, but he's going to take Mayweather's position as the biggest pay-per-view star. I mean, look all them Mexican people that turned out today. Yeah, it's come on. Who are you picking anyway, Nesta? Who are you?
I'm going
picking?
Canelo. Canelo Alvarez by either hook or crook, you know it's going down. It's Vegas, baby.
It's
Vegas. The Prince of Vegas is Canelo. He's the new golden boy, and ain't nothing happening. Triple G ain't making it. He like 38 years old. Nah, I'm joking. I don't know who the fuck's gonna win this show, bro. Tomorrow's gonna be a big drama show, man. But listen, Suk G, we gotta go, man. We let you in. This was an emergency quick. We got the Sound Right show. Tomorrow we will be live.
Beer House.
At New York, New York. Brought to you by Chivas Fight Club.
If you're in the area, come by. Come
or Chevis.
Yo, Hands of Stone, you're such a mean person. The minute that I see you, I'm just going to pluck your fucking ear. How about that?
That's a very specific thing to pluck.
Ness. Sound like a fucking legit.
Yo, why would you repeat that on the live show and make it?
Yeah, make it public.
Make it not even public. Like, you just made it alive. You birthed it.
I like the trolling. I think some of your fans are really good at it.
This is why Rob's an awful friend.
And a bad host. He was just standing around for
talking,
an hour.
Talking
I wanted
in the
to make the show
Doomsday.
Look good. That's why I was here, right?
Yeah,
Doomsday in the back fucking
more,
yawning and
we
shit.
We needed some fucking aesthetically pleasing
no sound.
Things
no,
to
talk
the
about,
show.
When we talk off air, we're going to be like, Doomsday, why the fuck was you yawning on camera? He's like, if you would have got me some fruit, I would have been going full power.
I got some watermelon out there in the fridge, bro.
You know?
Dude, he had some fruit before this, too. He has no excuse.
I had a little Dole cup. Right?
Ness shook.
Yo,
shook
put
the
mic
what?
To your mouth.
Man, I'm out here beating people up in the face. I already sparred in Vegas. Fuck you mean I'm shook?
Yes,
man.
We did spar in the Sean
man,
Porter.
Shake your ass.
What
quickly.
Nice to train in high performance gym.
Oh, that. Oh, no wonder. No wonder. It's an MD show. He said, MD got you shook. I'm traveling. Man. I'm shook. You fucking idiot. Rockstar, what's up? Dr. Mofongo in the check-in.
What's
Eric
up?
Clues on the check-in.
Yo, shout out to Rockstar not wearing sunglasses.
No, I wanted to be like
Cruz was on a Cruz was on the chat quickly, like, yo, tell Tell Rob put on his sunglasses.
Yeah, I made him a fan, dude. It's crazy. He's going to turn into an emo kid before you know it, dude. That'd be awesome.
He said, let Bob, let Doomsday speak. Yo, Hands of Troll is fucking mean.
Hands of Troll.
Hands of Troll.
That's what he is. He's a hand and he trolls. He's the hand of the trolls.
We want to be.
Yo, he's the hand of the trolls.
He calls me Bobway.
Oh, man. Shit.
They called me a lady on your chat.
I said that.
You are
too.
Kind of a lady.
You're disrespectful, Matt.
You're a balding.
But
lady.
I get why you did that, because Rob did duck you. You asked for rounds multiple times and he didn't want them with you.
He said he was going to get in with Doomsday. I had to witness.
And then Doomsday ducked me.
I wanted to be in the fucking front row for that.
We're going to be tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Jose ducked me.
2 p.m.
Jose,
we're going to do a show at 2 p.m. live from the beer house. You guys should join us. And those that can't, be right here on this channel. Subscribe right here. YouTube. Yeah. Hit that subscribe.
Jose ducked you.
Yeah, Jose definitely ducked me, that freaking Canadian bastard. How dare he?
I have no clue what this Rubuski is even talking about here.
Rubuski?
Fucking bunch of weirdos we have in this chat, I'm telling you. Strange folk.
Yeah, it's good you never look at the chat, I feel like.
Official prediction, Canelo by robbery.
Ah!
Done.
Yeah, we're out. Tuesday.
Shout out to Chivas. Chivas.
Well, yeah. Chivas.
Chivas Fight Club.
Chivas Fight Club.
Chivas Fight Club.
Chivas Fight Club. They're pro GGG.
Yes. They are definitely pro
GGG.
Beer House, New York, be there 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
That's right.
Brought to you by Chevis Fight Club. Yes. Free admission. We're going to have Ken.
Casual's on his way over here. Don't worry about it.
Yes, we're going to have Casual. Don't worry, everyone. We're going to have Ken. Hold on. I'm trying to do the read. We're going to have Ken and Sean Porter. We're going to plus Mauricio Suleiman, the president of the WBC.
Kevin Kelly will be in the building.
Kevin Kelly. So it's going to be a very fun 3 hours before the show. And then obviously once we're done, we can just walk over to the T-Mobile.
Walk over.
We'll walk over with you. It's going to be a huge TBV fan.
Huge TBV fan. We're going to be there. It's on. Bye. Peace. Hit that thumbs up button. Future, present, past.
This is boxing.
Matter.
This is real boxing.
This is sport. I love sport.
I am Shark.
I am Shark. Vamos, campeón. I feel at home.
Be a great fight, man.
Oh,
I
you
can't
read
wait
the article.
Yeah.
Everybody read that article.
The
huh?
article was Shark
pretty
home
good.
In water.
The article was pretty good.
Call him Gennady the Shark Golovkin.
He didn't even write that shit, and it's I'm out.
Yo, why Gennady you hate it? Why you hate it?
Because it said he was the author.
Maybe he did.
Oh, really?
Google Translate
so
is very advanced
of,
nowadays.
Of all the English words, he specifically learned how to say shark.
Shark's a very simple word.
It's not so easy, I guess, when you're, you know, not having that mother tongue as your English.
Maybe it translates from Kazakhstani or whatever language he speaks.
It's Kazakhstanian.
Okay, Mr. Scholar.
Yeah, Kazakhstani.
Why are we cutting the show?
We are cutting the show officially.
Is this a free preview of TBV Patreon?
Right? No, this is a goodbye.
Goodbye.
We said goodbye.
Doomy doom.
Doomsday.
Yo, hit that
coming
right
for
here.
You.